We have Karen Miller from Frontier Communications on the line with us. And what exactly happened to take down so many internet customers today?
We have a fiber that was cut by an agency that was doing some digging in the Merrill, Wisconsin area and cut the fiber. We do have crews out on site. We have actually a double emergency response, two crews and two backhoes. And at this time, they are starting to splice the fibers back together, and we expect full restoral within 3.5 to 4 hours. And it's impacting customers in a variety of areas. Probably around 8,000 customers are being impacted on the north side of Merrill, and also including Eagle River, Tomahawk, and Minocqua, and Lac-des-Flambeaux. The services that are impacted are basic telephone service, phone service, as well as high-speed internet, voicemail, and data circuits.
Now, from what I understand, some communities still have phone service, but others have nothing. Is that true?
That may be true. I honestly don't have all the specifics on what areas have what service. I didn't get all that information. But as we start splicing the fibers back together, the service will start restoring. And when I say we have 3.5 to 4 hours for full restoration, that means by then everything will be back up. But you should start seeing it come back up, within the next hour or two.
So you'll see it gradually coming back as each line is respliced.
Exactly. Each fiber is respliced. Right.
It's affecting everybody a little bit.
That's probably true. Like I say, it is phone service, high-speed voicemail, data circuits, It just depends on how the calls are routed and how how the calls go, traffic is handled in that area.
Do you by chance have any television subscribers that use the fiber lines, or are they all coming through dishes?
Our customers all use dish, or it's all satellite.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add today?
Just that we apologize to our customers for the inconvenience. We understand, how important it is to have their phones working and their high speed especially. And, like I said, we do have double crews on site, and they're working, quickly to get service restored, as efficiently as possible.